All right.
Is that just cranberry in there?
Yeah, like just cranberry.
Okay.
No vodka?
No.
Well, well, that's good.
That's perfectly good waste of cranberry.
I love cranberry juice.
You love cranberry juice? Yeah. Is that your favorite of the juices?
What's the number one juice? Yeah. In,
cranberry juice is my favorite.
What are you in? Third grade? Fourth grade? Fifth grade? What is it?
How old are you?
All of them.
All of them. You graduated all of them. You're 14.
Eighth grade.
Yep. Eighth grade. 14 years old.
Mm-hmm. Eighth grade's the worst. It's just...
Go ahead.
What's so bad about the eighth grade?
It's just seventh grade part two. It's the exact same thing.
There's wisdom there.
Mm-hmm. Seventh grade part two.
Eighth grade, they're already like...
It's like senioritis. Have you ever heard of senioritis?
Haven't we done that?
You're just tired of it, and you just want to go home all the time.
Yeah. Tard. Yes. You say tard? We said tard back in the day.
Tired. senioritis is what you get when you're a senior in high school. Like, okay, I've been doing this for 13 years. I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you had that in sixth grade when you left elementary school, and now you're having it now as an eighth grader.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I mean, sixth grade was like my best year of elementary school. So
that's good.
After Christmas.
After Christmas. So it was last semester, sixth grade, best year.
Mm-hmm.
Best time.
So we got to get over this holiday hump.
And you think eighth grade, second semester will be better? Okay, that's good.
I hope so.
You hope so too.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is your pilot podcast, buddy. This is it. This is not the Max Hooker show. This is the...
Don't be a dick.
Don't be a dick. That's a hell of a name.
Wait, do we start?
This is good. Who's this?
Tyler the Creator, one of the best rap artists of all time, in my opinion.
Is Ludacris in this? No Ludacris.
I just would like to say how much I appreciate Maxwell choosing this song. This is the only song that Tyler, the Creator, doesn't have to put explicit on.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's all instrumental.
There's no words.
No words.
I gotta fix my mic.
Great mix.
Mm-hmm. He's been making his own beats since he started, so.
How long is that?
I think he dropped his first one in 11.
11?
12? I don't know.
2, 3.
That was a great 4. Album, though.
Hey. All right. This is the Don't Be a Dick podcast, brought to you by Max and his mom. On the ones and the twos? What do I say here about our all-knowing producer?
From the Compound Studios.
Uh-huh.
Compound.
This is what he calls it.
It's the Compound.
Oh, okay.
I've got 4 cameras. It became the Compound when we put the cameras in.
Yeah. I'm new here.
So. Waco Productions.
Waco Productions. Yeah, we're using Waco Productions equipment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is the pilot episode. Max Hooker is trying his hand at podcasting today for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how do you feel?
I really don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like
hearing your voice on a microphone is a big difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like what it does on video. Mm-hmm. That's for sure. So.
Yeah, and what's your experience with video?
Oh, I sound like a little kid. Like, I sound like that natural, you know, it's that natural 14-year-old kid who most people make fun of, you know? like most people, like the
puberty voice.
Yeah, the puberty voice.
You sound very mature to me compared to a lot of 14-year-olds I know.
That's very true.
When I was 14, my voice sounded like this. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
Mine's still getting deeper, so I don't.
Congratulations.
You're welcome.
We did a little pre-show meeting trying to decide what we were going to name the podcast, mm-hmm. what Max was going to name the podcast. And we used a generator. Didn't we use a podcast name generator of some kind?
Yeah.
The only name generator we didn't use was the dirty movie name generator.
Well, I appreciate you editing that out
I'm just telling you. Yeah.
But we came up with I don't remember, but let's do a little bit of backstory on why we chose the name that we did. Do you want to tell the story, Max?
You can.
You want me to?
This is a great story. Yeah.
It's a decent story.
There's a lesson. There's a good lesson in parenting here somewhere. Yeah.
Somewhere. Not sure where it is, but you know what?
I think it is. Yeah.
Read between the lines. You decide what it is. Since Max was little, like probably too little to say it.
Yeah.
But I did.
But I mean, I said it too.
You said it too. It stuck with us. But I feel like it was the first time you went on a sleepover or you went to a party mm-hmm. or you were hanging out with friends or something. And, you know, bye, Mom, hug, kiss, the whole thing that we do. And then I said, hey, Max, don't be a dick. And instead of saying third grade. Now you're in eighth grade. Mm-hmm. And I said, don't be a dick. Instead of saying use your manners or be polite, I felt like I was encompassing more by saying "don't be a dick," because when I say manners, that would imply like just say please and thank you, and mm-hmm. to be polite would be like, "Oh, Mrs. So and So, this meatloaf is delicious," but I needed it to be more specific in that. Hey, before you speak, think. My mom doesn't want me to be like a dick right now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And did that stick with you?
Yeah, kind of. Like when I'm away, mm-hmm. when I'm at somebody else's, my friend's parents always said that I was really polite.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
You are. No, that's true. And I hear that a lot about that. Not only are you polite, like in that you converse with other people's parents, which they say a lot of kids don't do, mm-hmm. that you're willing to carry on a conversation, that you will eat their food. A lot of kids don't do that. You'd be surprised at the number of 14-year-old boys who are picky eaters.
I've never been a picky eater.
Never been a picky eater, which I am grateful for. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I appreciate that. You've made my life so much easier because of it.
Yeah, but it also makes it hard sometimes. You ask me, what do you want to eat, Max? And I say, I don't care. I'll eat anything. And you were like, you got to pick something.
Be specific. Yeah, I do that. So I've asked you, that's a double-edged sword, isn't it, Max? Mm-hmm. Yeah, your mom makes it real hard for you, doesn't she?
Yeah, she...
She's the worst. God. No. But yeah, I just had a story recently where a parent told me that you were out to dinner with them. And you were at Giacomo's, actually. Mm-hmm. You were at Giacomo's, and your phone died. And your friend's phone didn't die. So you were like, oh, my gosh, my phone's dead. I don't know what to do. And he looks at the dad, and what did you say to the dad in trying to start a conversation?
I said, what do you think about OJ getting out? It was brand new. It was the last thing I saw right before my phone died. So I was just like, might as well take a shot.
Yeah, so you looked at the dad, and you said, so what do you think about OJ getting out? And did it start a conversation? The mom, no, our friend Megan, loved it. She loves you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and she thought that was hilarious that you asked her husband, so what do you think about OJ? What do you think about OJ getting out, Max?
I don't know. I wasn't alive when it happened, so it really never had a part of it. So.
What do you know about it? Like, you know he got out of jail. Do you mm-hmm. know why he was in jail?
He... killed his wife, or supposedly killed his wife.
Uh-huh.
Either one, I don't know. I'm not picking a side.
Well, here's
actually,
the thing.
Actually, that's not why he was in jail.
Yeah, that's not why he was in jail this time. Apparently, memorabilia dealers had his helmet and some footballs and some jerseys, and they were...
Did you know that O.J. Simpson was a football player? Let's start
there. Yeah, I knew that way before.
Like, okay, good. Because a lot of kids your age don't know that.
Yeah, they just know him as...
a potential murderer.
A gangster.
He was an amazing football player. Like, absolutely amazing.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Did he play for the Oilers?
I have no clue.
Bills.
So close.
Is there an Oilers?
there was an Oilers.
The Titans.
The Houston Oilers.
The Tennessee Titans. Mm-hmm. Now the Houston Texans.
Now the Houston Texans.
This whole conversation is eating itself because of me. Anyway, so they were selling his merchandise from a Las Vegas hotel room. OJ heard about it. He got a couple of friends. They went over. They busted into the hotel room to try to get OJ's merchandise back. And in the process of that, they pulled out guns and said, everybody stay in the room. Well, if you do that, that's technically legally kidnapping. And, you know, pulling a gun on someone is pretty – it's not –
an offense.
It's not difficult to make it a felony. Mm-hmm. And plus with the kidnapping charge. So, but a lot of people thought, well, now that we have him on this, we're going to give him the maximum penalty because everyone feels like, even though he was
proven innocent.
He was proven innocent.
If the glove doesn't fit.
You must acquit. That's right. I don't have the list in front of me of everybody they brought in for questioning about the murders or the other suspects they... Oh, yes, I do. No one. But other than that, so he was in, I think he was in jail for 8 years, 7 or 8 years or something.
That's nuts.
My main problem, do you see the shoes? You see his picture?
Mm-mm.
Had these awful white, all white, like.
New Balance.
I want to say walkers. Shoes. Walking shoes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like.
Mall walker shoes.
Mall walkers, yeah. And a too big Levi shirt and Levi.
I think that
Canadian tuxedo.
But I also think isn't that the uniform of like
maybe that's what the prison provides when you're released.
What's minor security?
What, then did you hear this?
Not maximum security. What's the opposite of that?
But I don't think anybody's ever like come out of jail.
Minimum security.
Minimum security.
But I don't think anybody's ever come out of jail in like a tuxedo, you know, like most people just have whatever the last head on or whatever.
That's true, so. Max. That's
yeah,
exactly.
They didn't give him. It's not like it's not like an option. Like, hey, what would you like to wear as you come out of prison?
Well, but OJ, wouldn't he have AC bring him?
That's true.
Some nice shoes and some jeans and some fitted. I think kind of a slim fit jean.
You
kind
know
of
what? After you commit murder, I think that your priorities maybe change a little.
Here's the punchline. Like five nights ago, he was in Vegas at I forget the name of the hotel. He was having drinks. He got drunk. Broke some glasses.
Roughed some people up.
There was an incident, and he has been banned from that bar and that hotel for life.
No way.
And that just happened 4 days ago.
Huh.
So I guess I don't know. You know, you don't know what you would do if you were in prison.
Here's interesting. Here's interesting.
What would you do, Max, if you were in prison?
I swear to God, if you go to prison.
I go to prison for something stupid.
You would? Like what?
Like, I don't know.
Oh, like...
pirating music?
Yeah, like making... No.
Do you go to prison for that anymore?
I don't know. Yeah, that might be tough.
No, nothing like that. Nothing online or anything. Nothing technology type. I already know all that stuff.
Okay, so what would you?
I have no clue. It'd be something stupid, though.
Like tearing the tag off your mattress? That's a federal law.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I thought this was a story, isn't it?
Mom tore one off the the baby mattress that we got for our cousins.
Mm-hmm. And Max goes, I tore it off. He goes, I don't think you're supposed to do that. I said, you can tear off a mattress if it's your mattress.
A tag off the mattress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could. Oh, yeah, you could tear the tag.
Tear the mattress off the mattress.
You could tear the tag off of the mattress if it's yours.
Possibly stealing the mattress.
No, I didn't steal it. I had it delivered from Amazon.
You know why they do that? You know why they the tearing the tags off? Because
it has something to do with fire hazard, right?
Apparently, that's what Dad said, but I don't know.
I thought it was like a resale thing. I thought like,
oh, is it really?
I don't know. Can you buy a used mattress at like Goodwill or something?
I don't think I'd ever buy a used mattress.
You can buy underwear.
Yeah, but like,
I would not buy anything's on. No.
If it could have possibly touched somebody naked, then I'm not going to buy it.
Well, that's... I know you wouldn't, Max.
It's a rule to live by.
You guys...
Uh-oh.
The O.J. Simpson, Nicole Brown... Nicole...
Goldman. Nicole...
What was her name?
No, that Ron Goldman was
Nicole
a
Nicole Brown Simpson.
Nicole Brown Simpson, yeah.
Yeah, and Ron Goldman.
Right. And you know what he
said.
You know what year that was? Yeah, I know where I was and what year it was when the trial was going on.
When? What?
I was in San Diego watching the trial in 1995.
Yeah.
Because
happened in 94.
It happened in 94. The trial was in January 95.
94.
When I moved into my house in San Diego,
1994.
Yeah, I mean, in between moving things in, the TV was always on with the trial on.
Wow, Max was born in 03.
2003.
The Lord Jesus year 2003. I don't think that's how that goes.
Year of our Lord.
Year of our Lord. Close.
And when the verdict was read in, I want to say, July of 95, June of 95, something like that.
Sure.
I was playing euchre at Alibi's over there at the restaurant.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. With some guy I didn't know and a couple of my coworkers.
There you go.
I think somebody needs to buy him another Ford Bronco. So do you have him drive around in that. That'd be funny.
Max very much has the potential for a white Ford Bronco to be his first car.
That might be yours, right? And yeah. That would be cool as all get out.
I have these old black, they don't look like the OJ gloves, but I have these old black gloves that kind of look like the OJ gloves, but I just want to wear them
and drive
when I drive, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Be nice.
Yeah. We could do that.
Put a bunch of orange juice stickers on the back of it.
Yeah, you could.
Or just one.
Just one.
There's a great documentary. It's a 30 for 30. I think it's a 30 for 30. The ESPN series of documentary. And it's called June 17th, 1994.
And that's the day.
And that's the day of the slow speed chase. Mm-hmm. That's the day that the Knicks and the Rockets were playing.
They interrupted the broadcast.
In the NBA championship. Mm-hmm. That was Arnold Palmer's last U.S. Open.
There's a lot of stuff that they interrupted to cover him.
The U.S. men's soccer team was playing in Chicago. Mm-hmm.
It was nuts.
The Rangers won the Stanley Cup. It was crazy how much was going on that one day. And there's no narrator. And it just... They do, at one point, they have video of Bob Costas talking closed circuit going, okay, so is Tom going to be on my left or my right? And they were using the split screen with Tom Brokaw doing the NBC Nightly News and Bob Costas at the NBA championship. And they were talking back and forth about what was going on.
With OJ?
With OJ, and as they broke into the game, and then they just said to heck with the game. It was a bad... NBA final. It was Rockets and the Knicks, but anyway.
Mm-hmm. What do you remember, like, in your lifetime, what the biggest news coverage has been? Like, do you remember what?
No.
No, not really.
No, not really. No,
do you remember? Do you? This is what I.
You were even after 9/11. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That a year.
Yeah.
A year and
2 years.
Yeah, a year. No, wait.
Yeah.
I think
less than 2 years because Max is born August 11th, 2003.
Yeah, I was born 11 months after.
No.
Yeah.
No. You were
September 11th, 2001.
2001. Uh-huh. I had you 2 years, just under 2 years later. I had you 1 year.
Oh, 2001. I always think it's 2002. Okay. No, yeah, that's my bad.
Yeah, that's okay. It's okay. Sorry. Do you remember me waking you and your sister up early to watch the royal wedding of your generation anyway?
Oh yeah,
you do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got up early and watched Prince William.
Oh, and Madeline.
Her name's Kate.
Whatever.
Yep. Yes. Do you remember? I made you guys watch
Middleton.
That.
Kate Middleton.
Madeline Middleton. But other than that, do you remember any big news stories that have happened in your lifetime?
No.
Yeah, it's just different because
there's so much going on right now. Like,
yeah, that's true.
There's a lot, but I mean, nothing really outweighs what anything else would be. So.
But also, the way in which we get our news is much different. Like when I was growing up, the television was just always on, and we were getting news. But now, yeah, That's true. It's just different. We don't have the television on all the time at our house.
No.
Never.
We don't watch the news unless we want to know what the weather is.
And in that case, we just...
Why would we do that?
Why would we do that?
Yeah, we live in Indiana. Like, even what they say isn't going to be true, so there's no point in watching.
That's pretty accurate.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
You don't even watch TV live to watch...
No.
What would be network shows anymore?
Well, Max and I... No, we don't. But Max and I have one show that we watch together.
This is Us.
It came back strong this week.
Yeah, it did.
Well, no, we missed four.
Yeah, we're four behind.
Yeah.
Are we really?
No,
three behind. Yeah, we're three behind.
This week's episode was...
What other shows have we watched? We tried to watch This Is Kimmy Schmidt or The Mighty Kimmy Schmidt.
Unbreakable.
Yeah,
Unbreakable
Kimmy Schmidt. It was all right. I liked it.
Yeah, but you watched it more than I did.
Yeah.
I jumped ship before you did.
Yeah, it was nice. Didn't it take place in Indiana originally? Like when they got a...
Oh, when she was kidnapped? Yeah. Like she was kidnapped in Indiana. Yeah, that's
because
like
where
that.
Would you be kidnapped by religious zealots but Indiana?
Indiana. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Stranger Things take place in Indiana.
So Max just finished the second season of Stranger Things.
It was absolutely amazing.
Amazing. He loves it.
It's A plus, huh? Good, okay.
It's better than season one.
That's, you really?
Yeah.
There were a couple times where I heard Max go, holy. Yeah.
This is really good.
Yeah.
Like...
Don't give it away.
No, I won't. But there's a lot of like unexpected stuff going on.
Some twists.
Yeah, twists and turns.
Twists and turns. Do you have a favorite character from this or from not from This Is Us?
From Stranger Things.
From Stranger Things.
Steve.
Steve.
The guy with the hair.
That kind of looks like Max.
A super boyfriend. Yeah. Isn't that what they call
Nancy's
him?
Boyfriend.
Super boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I mean, not anymore in season two.
Oh.
Wow. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
Did you see it?
Of course I saw it.
I loved it.
This is a conversation between you two. I'm not.
I went to see it the second time. And as soon as it comes, I'm buying
but
it. Soon
I disagree
it...
with you that the cast of it is better than Stranger Things. That's.
Stranger Things started out the first season. I thought that this is on me because I thought it was going to go one way.
Its cast is more funny, but not as good.
Okay. Yeah, maybe. I like Stephen King, too. I like a lot of the Stephen King stuff. People go, oh, it's McDonald's of writer. Shut up.
No,
McDonald's
he's not.
And they have great french fries. Okay. So leave me alone. True. Yeah. That last scene in it where the guy with the glasses goes, Bill. I tried to tell you. You took me to a crack house. You punched me in the face. And now I'm...
There's a crack house in it?
Well, that's what he calls this incredibly haunted house.
Yeah, it's a bad house.
But
didn't Josh...
It's like the bad house.
Didn't our friend Josh tell us that they kind of overdid...
Well, and it... But the theory is
the
kids see the house like Pennywise,
more,
Pennywise wants them to see it.
But it's not that bad.
Well, no, they bring it on themselves. Well, that's why I...
Because that one kid tries to go in there, and then he gets chased by whatever... Because right. The Pennywise turns into whatever they're afraid of most.
Yeah, and...
I didn't know that.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's...
It makes it super scary.
It's crazy.
Now, what are you scared of most?
I don't know. That's why... Like, I don't know what I'm scared of most, so I'm not afraid of Pennywise. So
ask me what I'm... IRS?
I don't know.
Max goes, I don't know what the IRS is.
We need, yeah.
Internal Revenue Service.
You will.
Taxes.
Cool.
No, not cool. No.
You don't have a legitimate fear.
Like spiders or...
I feel like you're afraid of real things. Well, what you and I consider real things.
I'm afraid of what I don't know.
Okay.
Like, that's why I'm afraid of the dark still.
Because you're not sure what's in the dark?
Exactly. You can't know what's in the dark. Like, you can't see what's in the dark, can you?
No.
So then how could you be afraid of something you... Well, how could you not be afraid of something you can't see?
Okay. That's fair. Being
what about
afraid,
when you
being
shut your
of,
eyes?
Well,
it's awful dark.
Yeah, but you know the light's on.
The lights are on.
No one's home.
Yeah. I think that's fair. I think that's fair. So if you are able to, like... If you're able to conceptualize it and know it and understand it, then you're not afraid of it.
Mm-hmm.
So you're just legitimately afraid of what you don't know yet.
Yeah.
All right. I think that's pretty. That's That's pretty powerful. Mm-hmm. That's fair.
But I mean, that phrase is used a lot. So
I'm and not, Winona Ryder got on my nerves.
In what?
Stranger Things.
She's the mother.
She's really good in season two.
She's sweaty and nervous and always and sweaty and.
You know what? If my kid was stuck in the Upside Down, I'd be sweaty and nervous too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that's another thing. Chick hates the
term upside down.
It's coined off the.
The Upside Down. It's coined off
Dungeons and Dragons. I just spit on it.
I just spit on the mic. It's okay. It's your first time.
Yeah. We're going to have to get you a screen. Yeah, you're just like your mother.
Sorry.
Saddle up to that mic.
There's a lot of saliva. But no, like, they coined it off.
From playing the board game.
Dungeons and Dragons.
I remember liking the first season very much, but I thought...
No, you liked the first episode.
The first episode I liked a lot, mm-hmm. but then after the first episode, it kind of toned down a little bit and mm-hmm. that. But it was still good. Yeah. I mean, I was still caring.
And you haven't done the second episode yet.
And I haven't done the second season yet.
No, yeah, the second season's way better. Like, they purposely tried to make it more cinematic, so there's more, like... You get that more suspense, like how you did in the first episode.
Yeah, right.
So
yeah,
you get that all the way through.
Oh, okay. And the guy who plays the cop is going to be—they're rebooting Hellboy. Did you watch Hellboy the first? Hellboy?
No. I saw the first couple. I saw the first movie.
Yeah.
And
I love Hellboy.
It was a terrible movie.
I love the first Hellboy.
But I mean, it had a great concept. Hellboy's
from hell.
Yeah.
He's the son of, and they opened the portal during World War II. And
straight out of hell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Max has been catching up on a lot of old
movies. What's the candy bar he likes?
Baby Ruth. Yeah. And he loves cats, and he eats like pounds of Baby Ruth candy bars.
Really?
Yeah. They got to like bring him in. They have like this big cart that they wheel in for him.
Well, you know who Hellboy was?
Yeah, I know who Hellboy was originally.
Perlman.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he shaves his...
He shaves his horns down because he doesn't like his horn.
Oh, well, you know.
Because he wants to look like a human.
Oh.
Yeah, and despite the fact he's
What did you
really
watch last
red.
Oh, Max watched Dead Poets Society last night.
That was a good movie.
That's a great movie.
You watched Dead Poets Society, and then you watched
Good Will Hunting.
I like
Good Will Hunting more than Dead Poets Society.
Though. Yeah.
You like apples?
How about them apples?
Yeah.
I like them apples. I got her number.
Well, how do you feel? Here's my question. How do you gentlemen feel about the lead female role in that?
Mini Driver?
Baby Driver?
Mini Driver. Mini Driver is the female, the woman that plays the girlfriend. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Yay or nay?
She's all right.
She's all right?
She's really good at... Cry acting.
You thought she was good at cry acting? Okay, there you go.
Wasn't she dating Matt Damon during that whole thing?
I think they may have been dating in real life. Yeah, that's possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I liked her accent because it was like that Boston British mix.
Oh yeah,
it was really nice.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
She's in the new Will and Grace now.
She was in one episode. She is Karen's stepdaughter.
Uh-huh.
You remember that?
Yeah,
yeah, she steals. She's a klepto.
Yeah.
Yeah, she steals everything. Max and I, that was the last episode we watched, wasn't it?
Uh-huh.
We watched Will and Grace too.
Rosario episode?
Where she dies. Yeah. Which, you know what? I thought she died in real life. She did not die in real life.
They just couldn't get her to come back on the show?
She said that she was officially retired and did not want to come back to the show.
Oh. Well, I'd rather hear that than they did not ask her to come back.
No, they
to the
asked
show.
Her, and she said, "No, I'm retired. I'm done." Yeah, huh. Yeah, yeah.
Did she play a big role?
She was. I think she was in every episode. The original go with Will and Grace.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Max watched the pilot of the new Will and Grace, and
was awful.
Max was like, "Mom," and I was like, "Okay, watch the second one."
I love the pilot.
I hated the pilot.
Absolutely awful.
I agree.
There was nothing funny. Like
you're so woke.
It was so hard politically that there was no comedy.
Yeah,
it was
like,
void of comedy.
They were just trying to catch up. Like, it wasn't anything funny.
And they were doing the password thing again, like the first episode of the original run.
That was
pretty much the same.
Well, when we heard it was coming out, I kept telling Max, I was like, "Hey, let's find where it's streaming, and you can watch some old episodes." And we couldn't. We couldn't find where it was streaming.
They're on Hulu
now.
Yeah,
they weren't leading up to it. Yeah,
they got some. I think they got some people because I kind of, you know me, and just I'll just get that.
Mm-hmm.
I think the first original series was like $149 or something.
It was nuts.
It was crazy.
I think I was like, "Hey, I think I found it on Amazon."
Yeah, for the physical DVDs. It wasn't streaming. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that was true. Well, you know what? Hey, I think we're going to take a break, and we're going to...
Were we recording?
Were we recording?
Yeah, we were.
Okay.
Okay.
And we'll come back and just recap maybe like a mission statement or what we plan on the rest of the episodes.
Or
to
what's
look
a
like.
Typical day like in the eighth grade.
Yeah, we'll do that. All right.
It's the same thing every day. So.
Well, there you go. It'd be easy to go over that.
Yeah. Do you want to... We'll be back.
Yeah, we'll be back. Don't be a dick. Let's start without her. See what happens. That'd be kind of funny.
So what social medias are you on? Twitter? No, you're not on Twitter, are you?
No. I have Twitter.
You have Twitter, but you don't.
I don't use it.
You have Twitter like I have Snapchat.
Yes. I don't know how Twitter works, so.
You don't know how Twitter works? I don't know how Snapchat works.
Maybe we can trade.
Yeah. How was the smallest room in the house? Seeing a man about a horse in there?
I don't think that's what girls say.
What do girls say? I powder my nose.
I got a potty.
That's from Pulp Fiction.
I got a powder my nose?
Yeah.
Yeah, but except she was doing cocaine.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
What do you know about drugs?
Not a lot.
Like, do you not, like, you know about marijuana?
Yeah, I know it exists.
You know, but you've never done any drugs?
No.
No, okay.
No drugs.
No drugs. Alcohol?
Yes.
You've tried alcohol?
Like, with your consent.
Oh, I did. I let Max taste a beer for the first time like a month ago. Like that was really recent. Mm-hmm. I brought a beer into the, and I said, here, taste this.
It was Mexican. It was really good.
It was a Mexican beer. And you were like, I didn't, you just weren't expecting that flavor, I think was your response.
It was fruity. I wasn't ready for it.
It was a little bit fruity.
It's a girly beer.
It was a girly beer.
But it tasted nice. It wasn't that like.
It wasn't how beer smells.
No, I don't like the way beer tastes. It smells fine.
I think it's the hops. That's what I find. It's
you don't like the hops. Yeah.
More hops. The less I like.
Was it a dark beer? I don't remember what it was.
I don't know anything.
It had a pinata on it. Oh, it did have a pinata on it. I gave you a local beer. I'll be an extra hipster mom right now.
I like the way.
It only came in six.
I like the way. Jess asked, "Do you know?"
And the bottles were like an average size, about right here.
Yeah, they're a little bit bigger.
She asked you about alcohol, then you go, I don't know very much about it. I said, what about... And then she kept asking more and more to see if you were going to slip up and give her some question or answer like, the hop content...
No, if Max had tried drugs or alcohol, this is a safe place, and if he wanted to tell me, I wouldn't be mad.
That's not true.
That's true.
I'm gonna go with Max on this one.
That is true.
You know, just because someone says, because
I've seen
a safe place.
You've seen me what?
I've seen you get mad over worse stuff.
What is the less worse stuff that I've gotten mad about?
I don't know, the little stuff.
Like what?
Like
not hurrying. Not knowing where your socks are.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
That's not true.
That's very true.
Yeah, but that might just be like the needle and the straw that broke the camel's back. Like it may be like little things that you kept doing that I got frustrated about, and then you did something small and I was like, I can't take this anymore.
Really? How about like every morning ever when I always wake up with either a regular morning or a bad morning?
In my defense, I have stopped waking up with you so that we don't fight.
When have we ever woken up together?
No, I mean, like, I don't go in and wake you up. I let your dad do that.
Yeah. And that's not that bad about it.
He isn't?
No.
Well, good. Then I'm glad it works out for everybody.
Because he takes a shower, and that's what usually wakes me up is that shower.
Oh, yeah, because your bedroom wall shares with the bathroom wall. Yeah, so that would make sense. So. We were talking about the podcast and where we were going to go, and that this is literally Max's first time on a microphone.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, I've been to the recording studio a couple times.
We have pictures of Max little. at the Bob and Tom show, like when I worked there years ago.
When the headphones took up my whole head.
They did.
I think he had his first guitar lesson there, didn't he? Had a guitar lesson with Dean? Performance studio, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
We have probably like this life-shaping story that happened one time. I had to take Max and Addie to work with me. He's already laughing. I had to take Max and Addie to work with me. Didn't get my stuff finished and had to pick them up from like the babysitter or daycare or something. Or preschool. Yeah, I think it was preschool actually. So I had to come back and do show prep. That neon sheet that Bob and Tom, the green sheet.
Mm-hmm. This is before I knew who Chick was.
Mm-hmm. This is before Max knew who Chick was, and we.
I don't know how that's possible, but apparently there are some citizens in the United States who don't know who I am.
We have another. We'll have to tell our Mrs. Buzan Chick story after this.
Yeah.
So I had to go back to the station, and as many people know, a studio where they record Bob and Tom is soundproof. This is a multi-million dollar studio where they do Bob and Tom, and it is completely soundproof. I left my children in the green room, mm-hmm. went into the studio to do the green sheet and make sure everything was appropriate. And this is like probably like it's dark. It's dark outside.
Yeah.
So it's probably wintertime, 6 or 7 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And I go in the studio. I don't realize that my children, who are probably, I'm going to say 5 and 3. Mm. You think that's fair?
Mm. Yeah, you guys were tiny, yeah.
5 and 3, go looking for mom, come out of the green room, where I think, okay, they have adequate snacks and drinks. Like, they're just going to stay in there. They didn't.
You should have just locked the door.
I should have locked you in there, but I didn't. And so they come out, and they go the opposite direction of the studio and go outside into the lobby.
And it's kind of...
No. There's this, like... four-door place.
There is, yeah.
And that's where we got stuck in for like maybe 20 to 10 minutes.
Which you have to have either a key fob or you have to have someone like the receptionist.
Oh, but it's all glassed. It's glassed in, right, yeah.
I was glassed in. They went into the lobby.
Oh, okay.
Eventually made their way outside of the lobby, outside of the station, correct?
No, some guy came and got us while we were in that four-door place.
I don't know if you would remember him, but it was a redhead guy that used to... I'll tell you his name later. He used to work for the AM station, and he was coming in and producing the PM drive, the afternoon drive for the AM station. Yeah. His name was Joe Willie is what we called him. I really don't know what his name
was. Oh, I remember the name.
But
okay.
He had red hair. We called him Joe Willie. He literally stood outside with my kids and he thought, okay, these children belong to someone. Whoever they belong to is eventually going to come looking for them.
They'll be back. This is Indiana. They'll be back.
Yeah. And so I frantically go running through the station looking for my children. Max and Addie are standing there and...
We sat outside for like forever.
Okay, for a 5 and a 3-year-old, forever is different, okay? So don't start judging me.
Yeah, but okay, you can't say that it didn't feel like forever.
It would have felt like forever if I was 5 or 3 years old. Mm-hmm. However, my kids, being the exact opposite of me, kept their composure. Max was having a conversation with this adult like it was no big deal.
So what do you think about OJ getting out?
No. Yeah, probably something like that. Yeah.
I was like... Before that, you guys don't know about what happened in those four doors. Like, we were screaming to the top of our lungs, banging on the doors.
Trying to get back into mom.
And
this
Willie guy, whatever.
Joe Willie, yeah.
Yeah, Joe Willie. We saw him come by, and we were banging on the doors, just yelling at him. He didn't see us at first, because we were little, like the
very
top,
little, yeah.
Yeah, like, I just,
you
all,
could
my
see.
Eyes
yeah.
could just barely see over it. And we're banging on the door. Addie doesn't know what's going on. She's like probably sitting in the middle just doing whatever she's doing because she didn't say nothing. But I was freaking out. And he passed us once. I was like, oh, no, this is it. Like
this is
he's
it.
He's gone. Like,
this is it. This is where we live now. Yeah, we're going to have to get our mail here.
I actually thought that. Like what, we were going to have to stay here for forever. And then eventually he comes back like, 2 minutes later, a minute later, and he just takes us outside.
And he takes you outside and knows whoever you belong to is going to eventually have to come mm-hmm. outside and find you. So I found you guys
and you,
brought you back in.
Banged on the, like, just busted through the door, ran
looking
downstairs.
For you guys, yeah.
I'm pretty sure you passed us first and then came back.
Very possible. It was terrifying.
It was absolutely terrifying.
It was terrifying.
You were, like, crying?
I was crying because I couldn't find you guys. You know what? It's just one of those moments that happen.
I would have given anything to have a picture of your face. We walked into
parents
the green room. And
oh, I know. And not seeing them, wasn't able to find them. What was the other story we said we were going to tell we would revisit later? Oh, what did
when
I
just
say?
When he drew pictures of everybody?
No. No. Buzan.
Mrs. Buzan.
Yeah.
Max shared, was this kindergarten or first grade?
First grade.
First grade. Max has a teacher. Max's most favorite teacher, mm-hmm. Tiffany Buzan.
Best
teacher ever.
Best teacher ever. Ever. She's one of my best friends, too.
Now, this covers Helen Keller's teacher.
Helen Keller's teacher. Yeah, Helen Keller's teacher.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything.
Best teacher ever.
Best teacher ever. And she's a vice principal in Westfield now. She left us.
Shamrocks.
She's a Shamrock.
Which is a shame because
we need her.
Yeah.
We need her back here.
Yeah. I could really use her right now in Doe Creek. So.
I know. But Max builds. It's a poster, right? It's an All About Me poster.
Yeah.
And what did it entail? So it was everybody that was important to you, basically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was your mom and your dad and Chick and your sister, maybe some grandparents.
Wasn't there this, what do you see the future you as?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I remember I drew me with like a beard.
Nice.
I'm pretty sure there's a crocodile in there somewhere.
Yeah, you with a beard and a crocodile.
And there's some other animal. I think it was like a lion.
A lion? Okay. Yeah. What, are we going to be like a zookeeper? What are you going to do?
Clue.
No.
I think I just drew it. Because I wanted to.
You wanted to, because you know what?
And this is the same time you were five?
This was kindergarten, actually, yeah.
Was it kindergarten or first grade?
Because I remember they hung it up in the kindergarten.
Mm-hmm. Like, and so Max was super student. Is that what that was called back
then?
So
did you draw?
Yeah,
did
like
you
student of the week, yeah.
Yeah, he was super student.
Did
super
you draw student. Us or were they pictures of everybody?
We did. He did. He did his own illustrations and also pictures.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also pictures. So Max takes...
And I did this with no help. So
no
it was,
help.
It was a big deal back
no
then.
Help.
Big deal.
Probably because his mom was locked in the studio, left him outside. That's not true.
Had to complete it out in the cold. Yeah.
So he did it, but there was pictures of him and his dad and him and his mom and him and Chick and him and his sister. There were all kinds of pictures. Mrs. Buzan looks at him and says, Max, do you know Chick McGee? And Max says... You know Chick McGee? And it was in that moment that Max thought...
No, he didn't know Chick McGee was Chick McGee. It was Chicky.
It was Chicky. He didn't... Max had no...
No idea.
Yeah. No Chicky, yeah.
Yeah, he had no idea that everybody else knew who Chick was. Mm-mm. Yeah, he was just...
I had no idea.
Max didn't know that Chick can't go to the grocery store or go out unless I'm... It's just a constant... No, it's not really, actually. No. If I wear a hat, I'm good. Yeah. Even when I don't wear a hat, if I keep my head down, I'm mostly pretty good.
You're okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Max had no idea. He That's thought that Chick was Chick.
He rarely ever says anything when we go outside, so.
What do you and Chick do when you guys go out?
Standard stuff. You know, we get some drinks.
Some
have
honeys?
Our boys come. We
check
hang
out.
Out.
The honeys?
That's right.
What do you guys do?
Where they at? Where they at? That's what we do.
What do you guys do? According to you, Max, what's your perception of what happens when you and Chick go out?
I don't know.
Well, no, there's the initial... sorry.
Max, what is your perception? When you
yeah, this is your podcast.
I like to hear Chick because I want to hear what he has to say.
Could you do yours first and then he'll do his?
I guess.
Okay. What's your perception when you guys go? Because you guys are both kind of movie buffs and I actually hate movies.
I love all movies. If I can go see it in a theater, then it's good. Like,
okay.
I would never hate a movie. Well, that's not true. I hate a lot of movies, but...
What's the last movie you saw that you hated?
It's usually just, like, those older movies that nobody really put the time and effort into.
I know, but I always appreciate that you actually try to watch them.
I'll watch them all the way through to see if they ever get any better.
We actually just talked about Groundhog's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And
that was a great
movie. And you told Chick, like, he started killing himself, and then I was like,
I'm out. No, I just paused it and never got back to it.
Okay.
I was going to, but I never did.
Yeah. Well, what's the last movie you guys saw? Did you guys see an Avengers or a Marvel or a...
Cloverfield.
No.
Is that the last movie we saw?
No. You guys have seen a movie since then. Uh-huh. It's okay. You don't have to worry about it.
That was last... That movie was really surprisingly
was
good.
Yeah.
Ooh, did that have the amazing. Dad from Roseanne in it?
It's
because
John Goodman.
John Goodman.
John Goodman.
He's a bad guy.
I know,
which
but...
was awesome.
Or was he?
He was.
Or was he?
Okay, he killed a dude. He's obviously the bad guy.
But remember, in the movie, you think, well, there's no, what's he you all paranoid about? Yeah. Yeah, and it turns out he has every right to be crazy.
Mm-hmm. But he was wrong.
Yeah, sure.
He thought it was Adam Bomb, but it was actually a bunch of aliens.
See, I can't get into it, guys.
But it was so good.
You know I have to watch movies that make me feel good at the end.
No, but like...
There aren't very many of those.
Yeah, there are.
They're like Mary Poppins.
What's the last one? I watched The Big Hurt. No, The Big Sick. The Big Sick.
That was a good one.
Max and I watched that together. I liked it.
Yeah.
Did you like it? Mm. Do you like love stories?
I like rom-coms.
Okay.
I mean, I'm a little lady about that. So.
You're a little what?
Lady.
A lady?
Yeah, like
little lady.
Like you like a rom com because you're a little lady?
Yeah, like okay. That's like my girl thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Your feminine side?
Yeah.
I am so like I wanted to walk into this podcast and not say every moment that I was proud of you.
She wants to stand up and come over and hug you and kiss you on the head for saying you have a feminine side.
You do have a feminine side?
Sometimes.
When is your what like with rom coms?
Do you have a man side?
Look at me. I'm wearing like a brawny paper towel flannel right now.
You do look like the guy on the Denny More Stew thing.
Denny More Stew. What do you think? What's your perception of your mother?
What
is your perception of your mother?
Oh, I heard what you said, but I don't.
You're not sure you want to say it? Like, is your mom more masculine or more feminine?
Oh, you're more feminine.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
But you're like that, like, not that extra feminine, you know? Like, you don't try to be extra feminine.
Oh. Okay. I'll take it. No, we've had this conversation, Max and I have. Max and I probably, and I'm not tooting my own horn here, but toot toot. Max and I have some pretty deep conversations, considering Max being 14. And I remember what it was like to be 14 and have conversations with my parents. Last Friday?
When what?
When we had our last big come to Jesus mom and Max conversation.
Like 2 weeks.
Almost 2 weeks ago. We sat at the kitchen table for probably almost 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that?
Mm-hmm.
And we had a conversation about mental health.
Mm-hmm.
We had a conversation about what my childhood looked like and my struggles being in eighth grade,
mm-hmm.
and what your struggles are being in eighth grade. And I'm just going to preface a couple of things and say, as a mother, what my perception of you is, as I'm your mother and you're my son. Max is not average intelligence. Max is accelerated. Max is above average,
but not in the subjects, like not in math, really reading or language.
But you are.
But I test into them.
Okay, Max tests into accelerated classes, right? Uh-huh. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Max is a good test taker.
Yes.
Yes, Max can hear things once, and they're kind of burned in his brain. That's not always true. Okay, all right, that's fine. But you're just a good test taker.
Mm-hmm.
You want to say that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Max is a good test taker, been a good test taker his entire life. Can everybody hear Chick breathing into the microphone?
Yeah,
right
that,
now?
That was bad. Like, I'm new to this, and I knew that wasn't good.
Well, you can't hear it now, I can tell you that.
So,
like that? Was it like that?
Sounds like somebody's like ominously watching us.
I know, it does. It felt weird, right?
Yeah.
It felt weird. Like a scary movie.
Mm-hmm.
Max is a really good test taker. Has been his, like, since kindergarten, a really good test taker.
Did you take tests?
You did. You didn't even know it. That's how effed up the system is that you were taking tests and you didn't even know it.
That's crazy.
So Max has always been a very good test taker, tested into accelerated classes. However, Max is a kid who, when given a very basic curriculum, gets bored.
Yes.
Yes. So Max, granted, yeah, he's in the eighth grade, he's in middle school, and he's taking, Are you taking geometry or algebra?
Algebra one.
He's taking freshman algebra and freshman biology, mm-hmm. correct? Yeah. Max is in accelerated language arts. He does all these things. However, I know that my son's capacity, whether it's intellectual or emotional, is far beyond what the standardized school system has to offer.
Yes.
Yes. yeah, that is correct, Mother. Max is a good athlete when he applies himself.
Yeah.
So Max play?
Football, I wrestle, and I play track.
And you're on track.
But yeah. This is my last year wrestling.
This is your last year of wrestling.
Not doing wrestling anymore.
Not doing wrestling anymore, and that's your choice. Mm-hmm. Support whatever you want to do. Do you have a love in sports? Is there something you love?
I like competing.
You like competing? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you like competing against other people? Or do you like competing against yourself?
Both.
Yeah. Because in football, you're competing against other people. And in track,
you're trying to beat your record.
Right.
So, yeah, it's I forgot what I was going to say.
That's okay.
Yeah.
I'll keep talking, and then when it comes back to mm-hmm. you, you just tell me.
Yeah.
We're learning right now. This mm-hmm. is the first. This is a pilot. This is a pilot podcast.
Mm-hmm. Not supposed to be good.
Not supposed to be good, but it's also supposed to help you get your footing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's okay. Max is a natural athlete. Max, I'm going to be honest with you. Did not think you would be an athlete. Is that fair to say?
Because you said you weren't an athlete?
No, that's not why, but that's
You.
I appreciate your honestness and your comeback and what you just said to me. I was not an athlete.
You've constantly told me that you wish
I wasn't
an
athlete.
You
know? I wish I was, but I'm not going to live vicariously through you because I wish I was an athlete.
Yeah, being an athlete isn't like a superstar thing that everybody thinks you're cool for, and it's actually not that cool.
See, this is where it's different, because when I was growing up, if you were an athlete, then you were a popular kid, and that's not the case now.
No, it's just there's no real like sense of how it works. Like, you guys had like let's say there's something difficult to do at the playground. Like, whoever can make it all the way across the monkey bars is the popular kid. Like, that's how it worked back then, right?
Sure.
Yeah. Like, you guys had a sense of you had to do something to be something.
A sense of accomplishment.
Yeah. Now it's just, oh, this kid has cool shoes. Now he's popular.
That's, okay. Okay.
You don't have to work for anything.
You think it's in terms of material things?
Yes. It's not like whoever is the funniest or whoever is like the nicest or something like that. It's just if you got cool stuff and you aren't that much of a dick, then you're
popular.
Yeah, but I mean, most of the popular kids are dicks. So
really,
yeah.
Do you feel like you're popular?
To a degree.
Okay.
Like, I don't think I'm more popular than anybody, but I don't think I'm less popular than anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But I think about that with everything about me, because
mm-hmm.
I don't want to see myself as more than I think I am. Mm-hmm. I want to see myself as more than I know I am.
Okay.
So, you know.
So it's actually your perception of you.
Mm-hmm. Like, if somebody tells me, oh, Max, you're pretty popular, I'm not going to think, oh, I'm popular. Like, I'm gonna see how I think about it,
mm-hmm.
not how everybody else does.
Yeah.
But
you and I had this conversation the other day that there's people that'll say, oh, Max, you're popular. And then there's some jerk on the bus that says, Max, nobody likes you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's two extremes.
Yeah. But, I mean, there's no in the middle.
That's a day in your today. Life.
Yeah.
Like, and do you feel like that's specific to you, or that's specific to all teenagers? Like, there's one extreme and there's another extreme.
Yeah, I think that's all. Well, I mean, from my experiences, but like, for me, there's no in the middle, and I strive to be the middle. Like, I don't want to be any more, any less, like I was saying.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, it's like you just said, competing against yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So what? So we are in November of your eighth grade year.
Mm-hmm.
What does the end of your eighth grade year look like? You had said in the first break that it's going to improve next semester.
I have no clue.
No clue. But you have a feeling in your gut that it's going to get better next semester.
Hopefully. I don't know for sure.
Yeah.
But that's what happened sixth grade. Everything just kind of rolled out.
Yeah.
Nothing really happened seventh grade, but I mean, that's how it was everything before sixth grade.
Yeah.
So I think it's just the ending, like grand finale. But I don't know. I'm not really hoping for anything. I didn't expect sixth grade to end like it would.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. So what in your brain as this podcast develops and matures, I mean, just this is a pilot episode. Do you mm-hmm. feel comfortable with it?
Yeah.
Yeah. What direction would you like to see it go?
I don't know. I just like to see where it goes. I'm not like I said, I don't expect it to go anywhere, so.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't expect it to go anywhere, but I really hope it does.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Do you want to have guests?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Okay. All right. Well, so today is November the 11th, 2017. And so, I mean, occasionally I'm going to ask you this question throughout this podcast. And in our brain, we're actually being, what's the word I want to use? The plan is that we stick with this podcast. Don't be a dick.
Mm-hmm.
Through the end of your senior year of high school.
Yeah.
That's the goal, correct?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And you plan on having guests.
Yes.
Yeah. You plan on sharing the ups and downs of being a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that you've thought about that you thought, you know what, I really want to share this with people, or how I experience life, or what this is going to look like?
Well, not necessarily, because I haven't gone through all of it.
Yeah, I kind of dropped this on you today, didn't I?
A little bit.
Yeah.
I still, there's still a lot I got to get through before mm-hmm. before I can tell somebody how it'll go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But right now, on November 11th, 2017, do you plan on playing football in high school?
Yes.
Do you plan on going to college?
I don't think I'll go for football, but maybe.
Okay, so you don't plan on playing collegiate football?
Not. I would like to, but I don't plan on.
Don't necessarily plan on it. But do you plan to go to college?
Maybe for art.
Okay. All right. So you'll go to college for art. So you plan to get a degree?
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily. Maybe take some classes?
Yeah.
Okay. And so right now, 14 years old, what do you want to be as an adult? Like, what does your adult life look like?
I don't know. I always see it as like this, just waking up in a one-story apartment kind of deal where I just get up, do whatever I want, and...
But in your wildest dream, what is whatever you want? How does that start?
Waking up and just making like a cartoon. Because today, like, cartoons are everywhere. Everybody's making a funny cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
And not like kind of like Cartoon Network type deal. I'm talking about like Adult Swim.
Okay.
Like that adult humor. Mm-hmm. I like that kind of stuff. And it doesn't have to. I like it when things don't make sense. Like,
okay.
When that humor where you go, wait, what, like, what, you don't know what's going on, but it kind of makes sense in mm-hmm. a way.
So you want to appeal to people who aren't necessarily the masses,
mm-hmm.
the people that go, hold on a second, I'm going to read that again and go, okay, that's funny.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you want to do. And you're talking about drawing cartoons or... you know what? You know you have to do this with mom very often. You're going to have to tell me the difference between animation and cartoons and all those things. Can you help me?
Animation, it's just moving art.
Okay.
So, and then cartoons is a series of like moving art with voices.
Okay.
Like an animation can be without voices.
Okay. And what do you want to do?
Cartoons.
Uh-huh. Okay. So you're going to live in this apartment, this one bedroom studio type apartment.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to wake up and you're going to draw cartoons for magazines, websites, whatever.
Like on a video platform like YouTube.
Maybe. Okay.
And see if that gets me anywhere where I can like get on Adult Swim maybe.
Okay.
Or help like maybe write for a cartoon or mm-hmm. I'd always like to do voices. I know I'm not that good at voices, but I just like to learn how to do that.
So that's what you're doing when you stand in front of the mirror for hours?
Yeah.
Talking to yourself?
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's good to know.
Uh-huh.
I was a little more worried than you think.
Uh-huh. I got a pretty good... No, actually, it's not that good. Never
okay.
mind.
Okay, but you know what? When you feel confident about it, you can share it with us, uh-huh. okay?
It's St. Kill, though.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not good.
All right. Well, you know what? Keep working.
Yeah.
All right. This is the pilot episode of your podcast.
Yeah.
And for the next five, like you and I are going to sit here and stare at each other until you're a senior in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready for
that?
With
the same hand motion.
Have you noticed that we've been making the same?
Like at the start, we put our arms on the desk.
We're guarded. Yeah.
Yeah.
We kind of open up a little bit more, get a little bit more intellectual and tap our heads and do those things. And, yeah. And chicks breathing over there. All right, so are you ready for the outro of your very first pilot podcast?
I guess.
All right, you can send us off. Chick, do you want to start the music? Producer Chick?
Hang on a second.
Did you fall asleep?
No, actually, I was very intrigued by Matt, what Max was saying about his typical day when he's an adult. You know who Beavis and Butthead is, right?
I love Beavis and Butthead.
Well, Mike Judge, there's a podcast. Mark Maron had Mike Judge on his podcast, and Mike Judge almost described identically what you just described as how he started Beavis and Butthead.
Mm-hmm.
He sent it into MTV, and he was drawing it in an apartment, and he told, please listen to the podcast that Maron had with him. It's fascinating. He couldn't draw it and animate it and do it fast enough that MTV wanted it because it started. And you remember how Beavis and Butthead just blew up.
I do remember.
And that's exactly. And Mike Judge said at the time, no one had ever done this before. And you can't do this from, you know, one of the things I've told all my kids is that you can do anything you want, you know, and you, because I was never told that. I was told, well, you'll end up at the factory like your dad, and that's because this is where you are, and this is who your parents are, and this is what's going to happen, and, you know, and I did not benefit from the greatest of mother and father, and you have a pretty good pair. So please know that I'm sure they're already telling you you can do whatever you want. So mm-hmm. don't think you can't ever.
All right, Max, this is your outro.
All right.
Wait a minute, I'm not ready yet.
See, God, we got to get a better producer, somebody who knows what
really,
they're doing.
We really, really do. Okay, I'm ready.
All right.
Ow! Does he go ow there? Ow! Okay.
That's not him.
Oh, it's not him?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so this is the podcast Don't Be a Dick, pilot episode one. Wasn't just something came up on the spot, so new to this, don't know what to say right now. I'm not good by myself.
You're doing great.
Yeah, thank you.
We're going to start some social media.
Yeah.
We're going to start some social media. Get behind Don't Be a Dick. Uh-huh. Follow us on all the platforms. We'll do Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, right?
Yeah.
All right.
You get Twitter and Facebook because I don't know how to do those two.
That's for old people.
Yeah.
Maxwell handles Snapchat and Instagram, right?
Yep.
All right.
That's what I get.